You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on January 31st, 2024, and is titled, Be. So grab your Bibles and let's join Steve and the message.
Who knows? I was walking into Thomas and Mac the other night. The only time in my life I'll probably ever go to the Thomas and Mac, to the National Finals Rodeo. We're walking in the door, and one of the pickup men from Canada, the Calgary Stampede guy, I'm talking about like cool on steroids now, got five of the coolest horses I ever saw in my whole life. Thurman got so aggravated at me because I couldn't look at anybody. This guy had a Palomino horse. I'm talking about, I could draw you a picture of that sumgun. I fell in love with him like the first day when I seen Robin. He was amazing. That guy walks around the corner and he says, excuse me, and I back up out of the way, and he goes by and he turns back around and he said, my name's Tyler Kraft. And I watch all your stuff. Thank you very much. We've kind of become friends a little bit since then. Maybe he knows Ty Erickson. I don't know how this works. All I know is he was sitting in his living room in 2019 watching the NFL on TV. All I know is I was walking into Thomas and Mack in 2023. Both of us just being. Just be. We didn't have to be anywhere. We were just there. I was just in Illinois or wherever, just like all of you. I want to encourage you tonight. Take your religious clothes off for the rest of your life. I'm telling you, I am D-U-N done. I am done. Get them off. Be clothed in the Holy Ghost. Be clothed in the Spirit of the living God. That's what that baptism thing is all about. Be clothed in Christ. And then go be present. A couple little things here. Most people don't know where to be. Have you ever looked at yourself and said, who am I and what's the desires of my heart? Just one more little old dumb story. Robin and I decided the other day after me yapping my mouth for years and years and years and her telling me how dumb an idea it is. The other day I said, honey, we should start putting on some team ropings. I got some cattle. We should do this. And she said, yes, we should. I went, wow, now I really am scared. So in the midst of all that, we're going to start another little old business and life gets really hard. I got to get some license. I got to do some insurance. I got to buy some more cattle. I got a bigger money investment. Who knows if they're going to show up and blah, blah, blah. And BB start banging around one more time until the last 2 weeks when this message started resonating in my life. And I went to the Lord the other day for the 1900th time, and I said, God, I don't need another job. I really don't need to make any more money. I mean, yeah, it's extra, it'd be nice, but that's not, I don't, why in the world would I do something as dumb as this? I mean, clear as a bell, so you can be present. I'm going to put on a team roping, and I'm not going to have a church service. People don't go to team ropings to go to church. They go to team ropings to rope. Do you know you can meet God at a team roping where nobody's preaching? You know what's required for that? Somebody has to be present. So I'm going to pay for the cattle. I'm going to buy the secretary. I'm going to get the flagger. I'm paying for the trucker. I hadn't bought any trucking in a long time. Holy buckets. I'm going to get the insurance on the building, and I'm going to pay for the building. I'm going to get all that together so we can all get in the pile, and I promised God that I would be present. Thank God for him, and thank God for this message, because I didn't know when I got there that I would need to look him in the face and be sure I took time to look him in the face. Because somewhere in that pile, God's going to say, that's my boy, and I've been looking for a man to stand in the gap. And I'm going to be there. It's going to be on a Sunday. So I'm not coming to church that Sunday, Alan, again. You know, it's really funny on Sunday mornings when Robin and I finally do show up around here in our church. They go, wow, what are you doing here? Hey, they used to do that to me when I was a heathen. Wow, what are you doing here? So, I'm just going to be, and I'm not going to let any man-made religion mess that up. I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to be present. And I got two more challenges for you. Go home and be present. We got plenty of dads in America today that have never been present at the house. Present in the Lord. Husbands, be present. Look them in the face. Look at them. Look at your kids. Look at your wife. Wives, look at your husbands. I know you got a raw deal. You had to marry a man and we got women. It's no wonder some guys are trying to screw that up. But look at him. I'll tell you what, you think I've gotten nice in the last little bit. I finally took time to understand why people act like they act sometimes. Say what they say, do what they do. It's in here. A lot of people can't help it. It's in here. You got to look here to see what's in here. If you can't do that, you'll never be able to weep over that person. Weep over your family. People at your workplace. Your realm of influence. Be present. We're going to baptize here in a minute, but right now, no music, no ambiance. I just want to take just a couple minutes just to give God an opportunity. If we give God an opportunity, he'll give you an opportunity. I just want everybody to just take a moment to bow your head and be still. I want you to ask God to bring somebody near and dear to your mind. Right now, I want you to think about, who do you want to pray for right now? Who's on your mind right now? Who's having difficulty in your life right now? Who's God bringing to your mind right now? Can you see their face? I was praying over, just keep pondering here. I was praying for my nephew yesterday morning. And I could see his face. He hurt. Like plumb down to the belt buckle. And I said, Lord, give him some relief. At that very instant, I saw Becky standing straight up in all her glory, standing right next to Jesus, as happy and as joyful and as peaceful and as beautiful as she's ever been in her entire life. And I was able to share that with Brandon because I saw his face. And I need God to help me give him some relief. I sought for a man who would stand in the gap. Who are you standing for? Who are you standing with right now? So before we get ready to baptize, we haven't done much of this here lately. But I'm going to now. You're sitting in here tonight and you know that your life hadn't been very fruitful. You've been a good attender, but you hadn't been present. You're ready for things to change in your life right now. You are ready to go be. I would love the opportunity to pray over you and send you out that door. To speak a Father's blessing over you, that you would go and be fruitful, that you would find peace and joy in your everyday life, and that God would bring people to you. If you're that person here tonight that says, right now, today, I'm tired of playing the game, I am ready to be. I'm ready to be me for the first time in my life. I am ready to be me. If that's you, come down here, and I just want to speak a Father's blessing and pray over you tonight, man or woman or child, I don't care who it is, you come right down here.
So, Steve, I had an employee of mine. He passed away. I found out when I came back from my walk. And I asked him, and he reached out to me about a month and a half ago through Messenger. And I'm talking to him, you know, texting back and forth and everything. And then I found out he died. And I asked God, I said, Lord, why didn't you let me know you needed me? And he told me, he said, I did, but you were too busy.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, the missed opportunities. We get a little busy. Yes, sir, that's easy to do. Does anybody else want to come down here and be prayed for right quick before we send everybody out of here tonight? I saw it for a man. Look, ain't nobody comes and does. Yes, sir. Took us 13 years. This is awesome. Let's finish the deal. Look, you don't come down here because there's something wrong with you. I'm not begging for somebody to come down here. But my gosh, guys, we've been doing this together for a long time. You know whether you've been walking this out outside this building or you hadn't. You're the one that knows. God's just giving you an opportunity right here tonight to meet with him. He wants to use my mouth like he does here every week to speak into your life and to speak over your life, to send you out that door to go and be with his assistance. Now, maybe you just want to come in here and sit down every week and then someday die and go to heaven, I hope. And maybe you're ready to weep over your Jerusalem. But I'm giving you an invitation here tonight. I'm not going to give another one next week. Tonight's tonight, and this is the last one we're going to do like tonight. This is for such a time as this. Let me tell you something. You keep piling up and playing church in the United States of America, and one of these days your kids are going to wake up and have the America that you see them getting. And one of these days, if the church actually rises up like Eugene said, and we go out there and start standing in the gap, and we do our part, we use our voice, we do our prayers, we take our place, wherever that is, when 3 million Christians go out, or however many there is out here in America today, and begin to actually do what God has called us to do, outside this building, outside the stained glass windows, not on Sunday and Wednesday only. When we finally do, you watch how things change. You watch how the promise happens. You watch how things get fruitful. This is all for real. I'm not up here playing church. But I know right now today I'm sitting here looking at a bunch of people who have convinced yourself that you're okay. I want to see your fruit basket. Eugene said it. Y'all come in here every week and Steve calls you out. We going to do this or not do this? You going to go home and look your kids in the face? Pray for them out loud? Put your hands on them? You going to walk out this building and act and live like Jesus really exists? Huh? Yeah, I'm kind of up in everybody's grill here for a minute. But I'm going to tell you, this may be our last chance. This ain't going to go on forever. This little shindig right here in Mule Shoe, we're on purpose for a purpose. God has done this whole thing. There ain't nobody building a ministry. There's nobody networking. There's nobody doing none of it. We're just here doing what God said to do to people who want to listen and go do what God said to do. So if you think I'm a little bit on the muscle tonight, I'm a little on the muscle tonight. God has only given me this one time. I may never be behind this microphone again. You know that? And it's my voice he wants to use tonight to break through to some of y'all. Don't keep doing business as usual. God's not happy with that. You young men, thank God for you walking up here. You young guys, this don't happen. This don't happen with every head up, no music, the lights on. Two young guys that don't know hardly anybody in this whole batch get up out of their chairs, and it takes guts. It's about time Christians got some guts. We turn Christianity into some kind of weenie event. It takes guts to go home and look your family in the face. It takes guts to stand in the gap. That's why the Bible says, I searched all over Israel and sought for a man, and I found none. So let me tell you something tonight, Lord. We found some. We found some that will stand in the gap. Y'all just join me, every head up and every eye open. Look here. Mamas know how to stand in the gap. While dads are busy and they're not present and they're doing their thing, mamas know how to stand in the gap. Oh, that's the cutest little bugger on the planet. For real. How awesome is this? Thank you, Jesus. As I speak a blessing over every home, every man, future homes, future generations, men, women, grandmas who have covenanted with you, God, over their entire families. They've been present in their home. Praise the Lord. Thank you for men who will humble themselves in the midst of missed opportunity. Lord Jesus, you know John's heart. He is a servant, Lord. And he will serve the whole world if you'll let him. So God, continue to give him opportunity. Continue to speak. And let him hear. Let him be. Thank you, Lord. For Steve, who has found a new life in you, Christ Jesus, who stands here licking his lips every week, ready to go do what you've called him to do. Now show him how to rest in himself and let him be. You and him. Be present. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you for a young lady who stands in the gap for her community, her entire state, for the people around her, the ones she loves so much, who carries the burden of other people's lives every day. And today, Lord, I pray that you'll give her rest, that you'll give her peace of mind, that you'll let her know, Lord, that you're pleased with her, that she's not left anything undone. Lord, show her the one. She's seen the many. Show her the one. Thank you, Lord. And again, I thank you for young men, for future generations, the future of our country, the future of families, Lord, that these men are brave young men. Lord, I see tonight in these two young guys up here, I see Joshua and Caleb. Joshua, let me tell you two young guys. Both of y'all step up here right quick. Come here. How old are you? 20 and 21. Look here. I just want to tell y'all a quick story right quick, and then I'll be down the rest of the line here. But the Lord has really prompted me. But God made a promise. He told Joshua, he said, you go into the land of Canaan. I'm going to give you the land over there. It's a land full of milk and honey. All the good stuff is over there. And y'all may know the story. And he said, we're going to go check it out. So there was 12 spies from the 12 tribes of Israel. They're going to go check it out. All 12 of them go over there and they come back. And he said, it's right. Now I'm paraphrasing, but it's right. There's grapes the size of watermelons. Everything's good. The milk is flowing. I mean, life is good. But don't ever have a but. But them people are big. They're ugly and they're scary. We better just stay here. And Joshua and Caleb said, no, God said we could do this. God said he promised. God said that was ours. Cover me, Dano. We're going in. I want you guys to remember that God told you that story tonight. Because for the rest of your life on this earth, there's going to be people around you, in your family, in your home, and where you work, that's going to tell you everything you can't do. If you'll hang out in the wrong group of Christians, they'll tell you what you can't do. And I'm here to tell you today that God has given you everything necessary for life and godliness. He has equipped you with every good thing. He has raised you to the highest place of supremacy, and you are seated with the Lord if you are truly born again. If you have sold out to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, nothing has been withheld from you. The land is your inheritance. The generations are your inheritance. Your family is in your future. As many as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky, all to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not let anybody tell you what you can't do, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good stuff right there, boy. Lord, what about this guy right here? Oh, Lord. Let me tell you. Come here, Ben. Come here. We're getting down to the sweet spot here. Let me tell you, I don't know this guy very good. At the first, I thought he was going to be a pain in the career. You know why? He doesn't take anything at face value. You know something else I like about him? He don't believe me on the first swing. I like that. He's a guy that's going to stand on his own two feet. He's going to read his Bible to show himself approved. He's going to pray over the word. He's going to think on things. He's going to find information, and he's going to come to the truth on his own. When you come to the truth on your own through the unction of the Holy Spirit and the word of God, you can stand against all things, even the history of your family's religion. The hardest thing to break through is the history of your family's religion. But once you break through, you're free. And you're free to be you. You're free to be a Samson in your house. You're free to be a Samson in your workplace. You're free to go stand in the gap for those who are going through the same processes that you went through for the last 15 years. The Lord has set you free to be available. I sought for a man. You've got family members. You got friends that you've had to walk away from because you were finding your spot. Turn around and look them in the face. They need a man standing in the gap.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.